2006. Okay, these are the same questions that we ask, that I ask everyone, and I've done probably about 18 or 19 of these in Gray County. Hmm. And now I'm over at Dodge City for the day. When the war started in 1939 or 1941, when we got in it, do you remember where you were and how you heard about it?
Well, I was in high school, so I was probably on the radio.
Okay, and this would have been at Cimarron?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you remember what the reaction of you, your parents, the community was?
Oh, back in those days, you know, there wasn't that much reaction to it. More or less, you know, your communications wasn't very good in those days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's everybody's just a big surprise.
Okay. Was there anyone that was opposed to the war that you knew of?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. When Pearl Harbor happened, most people remember where they were or how they heard about it. Do you remember?
Well, not for sure. We had a radio, so I imagine we heard it over the radio.
Okay.
By word of mouth.
Okay. Did you enlist or were you drafted?
I was drafted before I graduated.
Oh, before you graduated.
Mm-hmm. Took my physical in about March.
Okay.
And but I got to come back and go ahead and finish high school.
Okay, and you took your physical where?
At Kansas City.
Okay, and how did you get to Kansas City? Did you go alone? Were there others in the community that went with you?
Well, there was other people there. I know there's one from Ingalls, and he was the only one I knew.
Do you remember who that was?
Last name was Bergen.
Okay.
I can't remember what his first name was.
Okay. And what did you think of the physical? I mean, what did they do? And evidently you passed the physical.
Well, yeah. Yeah. No trouble doing that. But it was just, you just lined up and there was a whole bunch of people there that was all taking physical at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And they just sort of asked you questions and...
Well, they had, I mean, took your heartbeat and just strange different things like that.
Mm-hmm. And did you know immediately that you had been, that you passed the physical?
No, they never did say anything about it.
Okay. And then you, what, rode the train back home?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you came home and you graduated from high school, and then you went, you were inducted into the...
Yes.
Oh, let me ask you, why the Navy rather than the Army?
Well, I had a brother in the Navy, so I just picked the Navy too.
Okay. And was he already serving?
Yes.
And was he in the war effort overseas? Or?
Yeah, he was stationed in Okinawa.
Okay. And how long had he been in the service?
I really don't know.
Okay. And you don't know why he chose the Navy?
No.
Evidently, he enlisted.
Yeah.
Or was he drafted?
Well, I think he might have been drafted, too. He was married at the time, but they didn't have any children, so it...
Okay. Okay. What... When you were leaving home, what did your parents think, or did they say anything?
No, they don't say much.
Didn't say much.
They're all old timers, you know. It's just part of the...
Did they say goodbye?
Oh, yeah.
What happened those first few days? Did you go back to Kansas City to be inducted, or?
Yeah, we rode a train back to Kansas City, and then I don't think we stayed in Kansas City very long. Was put on another train and went to Farragut, Idaho.
Okay.
Boot camp.
Okay. And what, if you could describe maybe what boot camp was like or what your first days in?
Different.
Well, different. Be a little more specific.
Well, to start with, they gave us some uniforms and stuff like that. And we took them to a barracks, and then we all took physicals. And if you can imagine, about 100 to 200 Navy personnel, all with no clothes on, walking through the line, taking shots.
That was different.
That
then.
Is totally different.
Did you know anyone there?
No,
not
no.
So no one from the community or even from Kansas was in your...
Well, I don't know, you know, from... Where anybody was a protector from any state, really.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what did you do, how long did boot camp last, and what did you do in boot camp?
Well, just different types of training. I don't remember really doing that much. That's just, you know, different types of training, physical, a lot of physical training.
Mm-hmm. And, now, because you were in the Navy, and, did you learn a particular skill that you would have used if you were on ship?
No.
Did you?
Most of us were just put on a ship and then you just go from there.
Okay. Did you learn anything about guns and things like that?
We took a little training on some big heavy rifles, but that's...
Okay, and how long did that last about, do you remember?
I think about 3 months.
3 months? Mm-hmm. And what did you do for fun during...
There was no such thing.
Okay, so were you just on the base, and or did you get off the base?
Well, we got to go in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but other than that...
But that was a daytime.
Okay.
We had to be back in the evening.
All right. And what was it like, that experience of being where you didn't know anyone and you were meeting young men from all over the United mm-hmm. States?
Well, it's different.
Okay.
Find out there's a lot of difference in the way people are raised, too.
And what were some of your impressions?
Well, the Easterners, we never did associate much of the Easterners. They was different type of people.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us was from the Midwest.
Okay.
And, we kind of hung out together.
Okay. And did any of those men go with you as you then traveled on? Or did you remain friends with any of them?
Nope, never seen them since.
Never seen
them
since.
After boot camp.
Okay. So after boot camp, when you were in... I missed a question. Were you able to come home during boot camp?
No.
Were you able to write?
After I got out of boot camp, I got to come home one time while I was in the Navy. And it was after I got out of boot camp, I got to come home. Then I had to go back up there.
Okay.
And took a train to San Diego.
Okay. And were your parents were able to write you and you were able to write them or call maybe?
Yeah, we did. Well, we didn't call. You can call out in place. But
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'd be right back and forth.
So what was it like being, was this the first time you had been away from home?
Well, yeah. Very far anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just didn't travel in place by yourself in those days.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you went back to Idaho, got on a train and went to San Diego, and what happened then in San Diego?
Well, it took another train. Let's say they're breaking in a new ship that's never been used before, mm-hmm. and that's the ship I was assigned to.
What do you remember?
And there's a whole bunch of officers, all just the same ways, just gathered around, all officers, rookies.
And what was the name of the ship, do you remember?
USS Coleman.
USS?
USS Coleman.
Coleman? Okay, and so when you went on this ship, because it was a new ship, what were you assigned, or did you volunteer for a particular?
No, you're not. You don't volunteer for nothing.
Okay, you learned that right away.
That's a mistake.
Okay, so what were you assigned?
Well, I just aboard the ship. Was just in a bunch of office. All we done was at the back of the ship, and. We just took care of all the deck work, and we hauled the also transport stuff.
Okay.
Food and different types of things like that.
Okay, so...
Plus troops.
Because now I don't know, when you say deck work, does that mean you kept things in order and...
That means you sat there with a little hammer and you chipped the paint off of the deck. When we're not doing that, that keeps us out of trouble.
Oh, okay.
And you chip the paint off and put new paint on it.
Oh, okay.
And when we get out to sea and nothing else to do, we chip that off and put some more paint on it.
And that was just to keep you occupied,
right.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Nothing else to do.
Okay. What were some other people doing?
Oh, that's what most of us is doing back there.
Really? So you were assigned a particular part of the ship. It was to the rear. And you were chipping paint most of the time. Okay. Could you maybe describe... where you slept and where you ate and those kind of things?
Well, we had our own compartment, mm-hmm. and for that area of the ship where you had your own compartments.
Okay.
And but all of us slept in bunks. We had four, I think.
Okay.
And there was probably 30, 40 of us in that one.
Okay. And where did you eat? Did you have your own dining?
No. It was all mess hall.
And what do you remember about the food?
Terrible. But it's keep you alive.
Okay. What was it about the same kind of food that you got in boot camp or?
Oh, pretty much so, yeah. It's just, you have cooks and they just cook up a whole bunch of them and you just go through a chat line.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And were there activities on board ship?
No.
So what did you do?
Chipping paint.
Jonathan chipping paint. You're the first person I've talked to who talked about chipping paint.
Well, they must not have been.
Well, so a few of them were in the Navy, then. But maybe because it was a new ship or something.
Well, all of them like that.
Okay.
I mean, they kept you busy. Well, you had to. You would go crazy if, mm-hmm. If they didn't give you something to do.
What did you think? Was this still in harbor, the ship?
No, this is underway all the time. We done that for all the time as board ship.
Okay, and you were out in the Pacific?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you think the first time that you saw the ocean or that you got out on the ocean?
I thought it was awful big.
Were you seasick?
Yeah. I've been seasick a few times, too.
Mm-hmm. The food, would it have been like meat and vegetables?
Yeah, it's just typical Army type or Navy type. A lot of beans.
Okay.
But it wasn't bad food.
Okay. And you were with other young men. Did you make friends with some in the...
Oh, yeah. You're friends for life.
Mm-hmm.
We still communicate.
Oh, you do?
There's one from Chicago, Illinois, one from Houston, Texas, and one from Fresno, California. And well, there's two from Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been meeting every year till this year, but there's just three of us left now, so.
Okay. You're one of the few that...
We talk to each other a lot.
Okay, you're one of the few that has kept up with those friends that I've talked mm-hmm. to. Were you with them the entire time? Were you on that ship entire time?
We were all on the same ship together. Mm-hmm. We all came from different places. We didn't know each other then, but we was all on the same ship. Like we slept straight up and down from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you just lived together all the time.
Mm-hmm. And were you on that same ship the entire time you were in the Navy?
Yes.
Oh. And did you chip paint all that time?
Most of it.
Now, come on. Surely you did other things.
Well, no. That's about all we done. We loaded up stuff. Okay. After we go out to sea, we go back and chip and paint.
Okay.
Nothing else you can do.
Okay. So you said it was a transport ship.
Yeah, an APA. We haul supplies and also haul troops.
Okay, and where did you haul them to?
Oh, well, we've hauled them in the Philippines. Let me get something there and then tell you where we've been.
When you went to these places, did you just go there, unload, and then, or could you get off?
Well, some of them we could. We was off in, we couldn't get off there. We got off on one of the islands.
Okay.
I spent a lot of time off in Hong Kong.
Okay.
And I had Liberty in Manila.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's the only ones that I remember having.
Okay.
Able to get off on.
Let me come back to this, but let me ask you this. It says, following another such magic carpet voyage to Okinawa. Do you know what that means?
No, I've looked at that quite often. I have no idea what a magic carpet meant.
Okay. All right, so...
We took some troops in there, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know what that terminology really means.
When you were taking the troops or the supplies, did you have any contact with the troops that you were taking?
Oh, a little bit. They was mostly Army personnel.
Okay.
I think we took some Marines once.
Okay. And then when you were able to get off the ship, what did you do?
Oh, we partied.
Well, specifically.
After all, we was 19 years old.
This is true.
20.
And what did you do when you partied? Can you tell me?
Well, that's about it. We fill up on the beer places.
Okay.
Check out all the girls.
All right. And was there any instructions that the Navy gave you when you left the ship?
Stay out of the brig.
Stay out of the brig.
You're in serious trouble if you picked you up.
Okay. So you knew how much you could do or what you could, or where you could go?
Well, we could go about any place. There's a few places. Well, Manila, we was pretty well tied there to where we could go and where we couldn't go.
Mm-hmm. And what were some of your impressions of these places?
Oh, Manila is a dirty town.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Hong Kong was a pretty nice place.
And when you were there, did you eat the food of Hong Kong?
No.
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 Okay. You weren't.
You don't eat any of their food.
Okay. You just drank their beer?
Yeah. We just tried that, so it was pretty bad. But,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Were you able to see any of the sights? I don't know.
We did in Hong Kong. Manila, we didn't have time. We just had there, I think. I think we just went once.
Mm-hmm.
We were split in divisions, so always somebody on the ship.
Mm-hmm. And when you were in the rear, were you in the rear division the whole time?
Yes.
Were you able to know the other people in other parts of the ship?
Oh, maybe one or two, but not too often.
Mm-hmm.
But we were on totally different work areas.
And how many
sleep areas and everything?
How many men were there on that ship? Not the troops that you were transporting, but
I don't have any idea.
No idea. Do you remember a particular superior officer or anything like that?
No. They don't stay with us people.
Okay. Did they order you around though?
Well, they would on different things, but not we didn't see them very often.
Okay. And you stayed out of trouble evidently.
Oh. Yeah. Wasn't much you could do on board ship.
Well,
except chip paint.
Okay. But now you weren't chipping paint in the middle of the night or when it was dark.
No.
So could you listen to the radio or?
We didn't have radio.
What about books to read? You just
played? Well, you could have books if you had, but I mean, we just sat around, usually played poker most of the time.
Okay. Played cards and poker was the what you played?
Yeah. Yeah. Blackjack, whatever.
Okay. And would you have conversations? Would you just talk about a lot of things?
Oh, just. Yeah, all of us did. Mm-hmm. I mean, we lived together all the time.
Mm-hmm. Did you know how the war was going?
We didn't know anything about it.
Okay.
Except where we was at.
Okay. So you didn't get updates about?
No.
And when you wrote home or when your parents wrote you, would they mention anything about how the war
you
was
going? You couldn't mention anything.
Okay.
If you did, they scratched it out.
Okay, so your mail was censored going out.
Mm-hmm.
Were you able to receive mail on a regular basis?
No.
No.
I think I probably got maybe two letters from the folks in all the time I was in the Navy.
Okay.
Never could catch up with us, which went in different places too much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When you were able to leave the ship, did you buy any souvenirs to send home or take home?
No.
No. You just wanted to put in your time and okay.
There's no place to keep it there. We just had a little locker and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Now, were you responsible for taking care of your own clothes or did the ship
person? Oh, we had to.
Okay. And that meant laundering them?
Yeah.
Ironing them?
We didn't iron nothing.
Okay, so what were the clothes that you wore?
Pair of jeans.
Pair of jeans and a shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, board ship most times didn't wear a shirt.
Okay.
South Pacific.
Oh, well, true. Did you ever run into rough weather?
Oh, yes. We was aboard in Okinawa when the typhoon hit Okinawa.
Oh, what was that like?
That was a weird sensation, sea water going over the top of your ship.
Were you scared?
Well, I was a little shook up because I had to go steer the ship.
Oh.
I was a coxswain and steered the ship most of the time. And I just got off duty. I'd been doing it for months and they broke in some new guys so we could get a break. Mm-hmm. But they come down and got me up again. And there's two officers. They've been on a long time, and they both of us come up there.
Mm-hmm. So how did you learn how to do that? You went through training?
No.
No.
It's just like steering a car.
A big car?
A big car, slow car.
You used instruments to steer, or?
Yeah, they were the captain, or, you know, an officer is always on duty there with you.
Mm-hmm.
And they would tell you where to keep it on the compass.
Okay, and you were, I don't know anything about ships, but you were up?
We were clear up the top.
Oh, clear up at the top. Mm-hmm. And did you have a wheel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, wheel just like they do in the movies.
Okay, well, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Okay. But you were protected from the elements?
Well, yeah, we was inside.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And when that hit, then the waves would go over?
Clear over the top. That's how big the waves were.
And how?
And we'd go up like this, and pretty soon it'd go out from around, wham, and we'd hit the water again.
Oh, my. Were you seasick then?
Yeah, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I was too busy to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. How long did that last, or did?
Probably 6-8 hours.
Really?
I was up there about 4 hours, and then they brought another one up. We switched off and on for a while.
Mm-hmm. And did they ask you if you wanted to learn that, or you were just told that you were going to?
Well, you don't ask nothing.
Well, I know, but
you're told what to do.
So they chose you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hmm. And but most of the time when you were out, the weather would have been calmer than that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was the worst one they ever heard of in Okinawa.
Okay. And was there any warning or fear of enemy ships, or?
No, not particular.
The routes that you were going?
Well, I mean, you can't see them, so. Mm-hmm. I mean, no use being scared of something you can't see anyway. So.
Did you have a routine or a drill in case of enemy attack?
No.
No?
Just man our guns.
Okay.
We assigned different gun locations.
Okay. And did you have drills that you would go through in case?
No. We'd already assigned, knew where to go.
Okay. So
the time we got down there.
So you were on that from about 44 through 46.
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Whenever I was discharged.
Well, that's what it said. Okay. Where were you when you heard of victory in Europe in May of 45? Do you remember that?
Well, we was right outside of Japan someplace, just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we found out it was, I don't know where we was going in. Everybody assumed that's what we was there for, but
mm-hmm.
who knows.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, in August came the dropping of the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember where you were, or what some of your thoughts were?
We didn't even really know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Until quite some later. And then one of those islands, I don't know what's got on here, but we was at one of the, they let us go on one of the islands that places.
Oh, at Japan?
Mm-hmm. I hadn't even heard of that. It must be not one island we was there.
They must have been small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't even know where we was at.
Mm-hmm. How many times do you think you crossed the ocean?
Oh, we was, I don't know. Probably more after the war was over. We sent to San Francisco, and you had to have so many points to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And we was all 1 point short.
So how did you earn points?
Time.
So you were and 1 point short.
1 point short, and all of us in that same area. We mm-hmm. was all of the same age.
Okay.
And we all had to go back, and they load up most all new officer stuff, and we went to Hong Kong, mm-hmm. China,
mm-hmm.
and we hauled Chinese troops from Hong Kong up to Russia,
Oh.
And dump them out up there, come back and get another load.
Mm-hmm.
We done that for about 3 months.
Okay.
And then we had our time in and everybody brought us back.
And you were eager to get back.
Oh, yeah. Especially out of there.
Well, as you left the Navy, did you have any thoughts about the war effort that you had participated in and how you felt about that?
Not really. In fact, I kind of enjoyed it.
Okay.
You know, it was different.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all the things we got to see.
But you were ready to get out.
Oh, yeah. You're always ready to get out.
Okay. All right.
Gets old after a while.
Mm-hmm. And you came back then to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And you were discharged or let out then?
No.
Oh.
I had to go to on a troop train to Oklahoma City.
Okay.
And I was discharged from Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
And there they gave me $300 and said goodbye.
And you said goodbye too.
And I had to hitchhike home because I didn't know how to get from Oklahoma City to Dodge City or
okay.
Cimarron.
Okay.
I didn't even know where it was at.
Was $300, you had received wages though while you were in the Army?
Yeah.
Or the Navy?
Oh yeah.
And they would have been
we
sent?
We got about, no, it was given to us there in cash.
Okay. And were you able to save any or what would you have spent it on?
Of course.
No.
Well, playing poker and whatever.
Okay.
Just anything. It's just $70 a month. So
okay. Partying, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you think
party that up?
Did you think the $300 was a goodly sum when you got out or not?
Oh yeah, 1946.
Mm-hmm.
$300 lasted quite a little while, really.
Okay. Looking back now, is there a fellow, is there one individual, whether it's a fellow, you know, that you would have worked with or an officer that you remember and why?
Remember?
Remember some incident or some story that you have?
Oh, I don't know. Us five was probably all together all the time.
Mm-hmm. And you had good
talk.
And
that's the same ones that we've been going with every year to different places now.
And when you get together over the years, what do you talk about?
Well, depends on whether or why.
Okay. I won't go any further there. Looking back on that experience, you said you were 19, 20 years old.
No, I was 18.
18 when you went in. What do you think that experience did for you? Was it a good experience? What did you learn?
Well, I think you learn discipline to yourself.
Okay.
Because you don't have mom and daddy there to help you, you know, you're strictly on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You learn how to get along with people.
Mm-hmm. Were there people?
And all different types of people.
Mm-hmm.
Easterners we'd never seen before, you know, and they're totally different.
And how would they have been different?
Oh, I suppose the way they brought up or something, same as we are. We're kind of laid back out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Western, all of, you know, this part of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And they're totally different. In fact, some of them, you can't even hardly understand what they're talking.
Mm-hmm. What about the people from the South?
Oh, no problem with them. That's,
mm-hmm.
In fact, that's two of them that I run around with all the time.
Okay.
One from Houston and the other one was, I don't remember where he's from Texas, but mm-hmm. I don't remember where.
Was it hard?
My best friend was from Houston.
Okay. Was it hard to take orders?
No.
Okay.
No, we all been in sports and you take orders there, so.
Mm-hmm.
And orders in school.
Did your brother, because he was in before you, did he give you any advice or?
No.
No?
He was quite a bit older than I was.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever meet up with him?
No, he was stationed in Okinawa, but we couldn't get off.
Mm-hmm.
And then that big wave started coming in, and we had to leave anyway.
And so the only news that you would have of your brother during that time, you would get from your parents occasionally?
I think I doubt if I got over two letters from anyone.
Okay, so you really didn't know what was happening with
no.
him, and he didn't know what was happening with
no.
you. Okay, all right. Anything else about your experience that you think would be important?
Oh, no, no. I think it's always with you, you know.
Okay.
And your friends from, you know, this, I think probably everybody's had, you know, people, mm-hmm. you know, to visit with. But,
and do you think that you've remained friends because you sort of grew up together?
Well, we went through a lot together, even though it was, you know, probably wasn't over 18 months together, but
mm-hmm.
but it's just totally different from 18 months than you ever have in your lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.